Hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And it's time for a five-minute Friday. Today, let's talk Friday, facelifts, Facetune, and the filtered fantasy. Let's talk about Kris Jenner. Now, Kris has been blowing up social media. I want to talk about the queen of reinvention herself, Kris Jenner, and what her facelift, and yes, her continued use of Facetune, says about where we are as a culture. So let's start with this. Kris Jenner looks fabulous. She's had a facelift. She's had several done by one of the best. She's been open to talking about it, which I love. And she says that Stephen Levine did her work. And I think as a facial plastic surgeon, I really appreciate it when celebrities talk about what they've had done. It opens up the conversation. It helps to normalize aging with a little help from science and technology. And it makes people understand that olive oil is not involved. There's lots of tech and lots of tools and lots of surgery going on. And it's really honest of Kris Jenner to just be so transparent about it. But here's the problem. Even after her facelift, even after world-class surgery, Kris Jenner is still face-tuning her photos. Let that sink in for a minute. She's still face-tuning her photos. And this is a woman who has access to the best dermatologists, the best injectors, top-tier plastic surgery, and she still feels the need to swipe her skin into oblivion before posting. And what happens when millions upon millions of women see these edited photos? Even my husband saw her photo and was like, wow, she looks like one of her young daughters. Well, women come into the office and they say things like, I want to look like this. Why can't you make me look snatched like Kris Jenner? And how come I had a facelift and I didn't get amazing results like this? And you know, that's not related to the surgeon that they had. That's related to the fact that I have to kindly and gently and truthfully tell them that's not all surgery. That's software. That's Facetune. We are seeing images of Kris Jenner that are filtered. Her neck and jawline are extremely unrealistically tightened. And you know what? I encourage you guys when you're evaluating celebrity work to look at their videos. It's very hard to Facetune entire videos. There is AI that does it. However, in a video, you can actually see that there's neck laxity, there's puckering under her chin, there's some photos that show, you know, really realistic surgical results. But that's not what she's posting on social media. And there are many people on social who have extreme control issues with the use of their image, and they only release and allow the posting of images where they look extremely good. And I just want to remind people, we live in an age where the lines between real and retouched are completely blurred. And with AI, this is going to get even worse. This is creating a quiet epidemic of disillusionment, disappointment, and also just like really not having realistic expectations. Even excellent results like Kris Jenner's feel like they're not enough because we literally are comparing ourselves and our surgical results to images that have been edited beyond what's surgically or physically possible. The same is true of filler. The same is true of, you know, body contouring. Let's be clear. A facelift will reposition your deep tissues. It removes your excess skin. It tightens your jawline. It restores a youthful shape. But in her case, there is an unrealistic amount of sharpening and tightening of the jawline going on. And this is not the case when you look at her videoed actual live action images. So just keep in mind that you're seeing images that have been filtered. When you go in for your surgical consults, let's put a grain of reality back into our thinking. You can definitely reposition your deep tissues, and we can improve the contours of the face with a deep plane facelift, a smastectomy, which is what Kris Jenner is reported to have done, where they trim and tighten and, repexy the smast. Lasers, threads, and biostimulators all can be used to improve texture, boost collagen, refine the surface. But what these things don't do is erase every pore, smooth every shadow, and filter out your humanity. That's a Facetune job that's working. And the problem is Facetune doesn't age. But we do. We all age. And surgical scars are inevitable. A person like Kris Jenner, who's on her third procedure, is going to have significant scarring, and hence the cute little pixie hairstyle with the hair swept over the front of the ears. And it's okay. This is what happens as we age. We do have these, you know, small scars, war wounds, and we are warriors. We are fighting the change of our image and our self-confidence, and we're retaining that by doing these procedures. So here's my plea for you. Let's shift the narrative. Let's aim for enhanced, not erased. Let's celebrate real skin texture, graceful aging, and results that still look like you, just rested, radiant, and refreshed. And let's ask celebrities to not face-tune their surgical results, because honestly, it leads to unrealistic expectations for women going into facelift surgery. And while we can do some miraculous things, we cannot erase time completely like that. Patients should expect to have some scars. Women having a facelift should understand that skin cannot be excessively tightened like that. There are some physics involved. And I think people don't understand that after facelift surgery, you still require Botox if you want to retain, you know, smooth skin texture and not have fine lines and wrinkles. You may still require some filler periodically, because facial fat transfer may not always take 100%. And we may need to do some lifting and tightening in areas where perhaps, you know, you wanted things tighter. So patients do need revision surgery sometimes. Patients need to understand that what is initially tight in the first 6 to 12 months after surgery can, you know, slightly relax and become softer and more gentle, which often looks like a very natural result, but for some patients does not have the tightening effect that they were dreaming of. And so I think realistic expectations going into surgery will foster kind of the right way of thinking. And remember that your facelift is going to last you about 10 years. So if you're going to try a facelift at a super early young age, like in your late 30s or in your 40s, like, I really encourage you to think twice. If your facelift is done in your late 40s and it lasts 10 years, for sure you're going to do another one in your late 50s and then again in your late 60s. And then are you going to do a third facelift by the time you're in your late 70s? Because by that time, three facelifts starts to look a little funky. It's a very rare person that can undergo three surgical corrections of face laxity and not have scarring, fibrosis, nerve weakness, and just kind of an abnormal looking face. So I encourage you guys to wait until you're 55 to 65 is traditionally the best ages to think about facelift surgery. Look for skin laxity when you have more than a centimeter, centimeter and a half of skin excess in front of your ear, at your jawline, in your neck. You have enough skin that needs pinching, tightening, and trimming. That's where we can start thinking of facelift surgery. Don't do it too soon. And I'm all for beauty at every age. I love helping my patients feel confident, but I also believe in truth in beauty. Because when we can separate what's achievable from what's artificial, we free ourselves from the impossible. And then you can start embracing the possible. So next time you're scrolling through Instagram and you're thinking, why don't I look like that after my treatment? Pause, zoom in, think about the filter. Try to find a moving picture video of that same person at different angles and really analyze a little bit better. And remember, real beauty isn't perfect. It's personal. It's minor flaws. It's imperfections. And that's identity. And that's your 5-day dose of truth. If this resonated, share it with a friend, or better yet, tag me in a no-filter selfie. Let's bring back a little reality to the aesthetic space. And kudos to amazing surgeons out there, but also let's give the rest of the world a little dose of reality. Please, when we see Facetune in action, let's call it out, because it's going to distort people's self-image, people's thoughts about what's possible for surgery, and it's going to disappoint you. And surgeons also have the difficult task of curbing that unreality. So until next time, guys, stay lifted, stay glowing, stay beautifully you. That's it for now, guys. Love you. I mean it. Let's tune into a longer podcast every Tuesday. We do a longer podcast. On Fridays, we have a 5-Minute Friday. If you rank, rate, and review this podcast in the iTunes, Apple Podcast podcast ratings. You can definitely screenshot that, email it to info@beautybydrk, and we'll send you a trial size sample of some of our skincare. We love our listeners. I think it's been such an amazing community to connect with people that listen to the podcast. Such an intelligent audience of people who want to know, who are pushing their way of thinking and really learning about beauty, longevity, and the art of aging well. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, DRKAY. And our website is the same as beautybydrk.com. And come and see me if you're in LA, if you're in Pasadena, if you want to do something surgical. I am a surgeon. I do surgery. I just don't advertise much about it. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.